Thank you. 427-6420, please.
I don't care.
Well, you see, I would. That's the difference between you. Oh, it's so great you had a baby.
Well, why did you call me up?
I was nice to
do. I was really hurt, huh?
Oh, no, I really picked up my normal amount of manners just getting me in the car.
Well, I'm really hurt.
Oh.
I never looked better before I was giving birth.
And then I just saw somebody tonight, did you see Maple Phillips at all?
Yeah, today.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know you.
The labor was the most excruciating pain
I could
ever imagine.
Oh, I see.
I didn't take any anesthesia.
Well, did the baby come out right from the beginning, or did they have to change around?
No, when the doctor got there, the baby was already at the vagina, the head.
Yeah.
You could see the head through the crib.
Really?
When the doctor got there. And the nurses didn't know that the baby was there, because nobody checked me. See, I arrived at 2, and I was only 1 finger dilated. That means 1 centimeter open, the cervix. And they said, do you want to go home? Come back later to get your first baby in the first hour to get all the way open. And I couldn't believe it. I said, I can't get in the taxi with this pain. And by 5:30, 20 minutes to 6, the doctor came, because like at 3:30, the pains were coming one right after another, you know, without any rest in between. And I couldn't believe it. I wanted to kill myself.
They didn't check up on you?
No. But it was just so sad. They didn't check up. And they called the doctor, and he said it was coming, and he shot cut me bleeding, and I would stop bleeding and start moaning. Because
this
I wanted
the morning?
Yeah, I wanted them to give me a drug, and they wouldn't give it to me. And Michelle said, keep breathing, and I'm rubbing my back, and I'm sorry, dear. And then the doctor came and took away the head. See, I was pushing her out in the bed, and they didn't even know. Yeah, so as soon as they said there's the head, and you could start pushing, that was fine. It didn't, you know, hurt anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So I got in the bedroom into the delivery room, and I was on the delivery room. I pushed it out a little more. And I got on the table, and looked in the air, and there was the head.
Oh, it's so funny. You're sitting on that funny bed and put your legs up.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it on TV. Isn't that funny? They really showed it on TV.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I remember showing how to do abortions.
Really?
And they were showing the birth of the baby, too. Yeah, it's really unbelievable how it happened.
Oh, I've seen it on French television, but the David Sasha one you need to go on again tonight. The David Cross show.
Oh, yeah, we missed it. Everybody said it was so great. That you were just so fantastic.
Well, they told me they got tons of phone calls.
Oh. I guess you just have to, I think now you've learned how, you know, what to do is just be relaxed and stuff. And I think just find it really very easy. It'd be really great.
But Diane Carroll did the show, you know.
Oh, really?
And she wanted me to be on.
Why didn't you go? You were
because
too
Because I'm too weak.
Oh. But I've got to leave it. Bridget said that you've been walking.
Yeah, I can walk, but not very far.
Oh, but it would have been a first to be on TV by now. Do you think it would ruin your
I know it would have been, but I would have been lousy anyway because...
Does it help yourself in the book, though? No, with all that... You must be selling books.
I don't know. They say no.
Oh, really?
Veronica went to 9 Butch Patricia. He went to nine bookstores in Philadelphia, and it was sold out and all of
them. Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to...
The youngest Sinatra, played by Hartmut Lindemann and Hans Bernardi. And tragically, many of Bax's friends were killed in the Irish uprising of 1916 and the civil war that followed. And some commentators say that this was the beginning of the waning of Bax's interest in all things Irish. Perhaps the viola sonata represented something of a farewell to that period of his life. But Bax didn't confine himself to an obsession with Ireland, though. He had a number of musical quotations of air with music from countless great names. He delved into Russian Soviet music after an entanglement with the Ukrainian during 1920, which brought him to St. Petersburg, Moscow and Kiev. He then married a childhood friend and settled down in Dublin in 1911. He composed some of his best-known works after World War I, including the time poems from Tadjil and November Woods. And he was commissioned to write some orchestral music as interludes for Sergei Diaghilev's Ballet Russe in London. Later on in the 1920s, he went on to draw on motives from Scotland and also from the Nordic lands. Coming up now are two piano works from his later period. Red Autumn, with some Scottish influences, began its life as a solo piano work back in 1912, but Bax arranged it for two pianos in 1928. Adonis, also for two pianos, more closely reflects the Nordic influence. Both are played by Ashley Ross and Martin Roscoe.
Do any other shows, sir? You should try to do them as soon as you're well, because I'm sure they can really boost your book sale.
Andy, you know I will, but I just can't. I'm not a creepy human being. I'm going to have a baby and then just rush right off the television a few days later.
Take your baby with you.
Well, sure, the baby could go without me. The baby's fine. I'm the one who, you know, takes a lot out of you. My God, 2 hours of excruciating pain. Yes. I really think the pain is worse than the pain of your shoes.
Oh, wow, I'm sure it's really
terrible. I can't imagine.
Can't they put something down there so that the pain won't hurt?
No, no matter what they do, you're in the other contraction. But having the baby born wasn't painful. The baby coming out wasn't painful because, you know, I knew exactly what to do. It wasn't painful. It was the labor, the contraction that was so painful. And I knew what to do. Yeah.
Can't you get that next morning? Need a lot of grapefruit.
Grapefruit is?
Yeah.
Really better than cream juice?
Oh, well, the grapefruit is better,
I think. Yeah. I do eat a lot of grapefruit every morning.
Well, you need more. Two grapefruit.
Two grapefruit.
Yeah.
You discovered that in your agony. Well, I thought that my pain was just like the crucifixion. What did you do?
Mine was so different. It was just hot. It was so weird.
Burning. Well, you had drugs afterwards, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I get these kids in all the time, but I didn't, you know who I thought of? I was for your brother from Midnight Cowboy.
Yes, Dan.
Yeah. He really looks pretty. He put on the weight a little bit.
He did.
But, yeah, I think anything really happened to him.
No.
Not so hard.
He knows first shall be last, and he who dies shall be first. He who tries gets halfway. Christ. I have to shut. Do I have to break it again?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tell her.
I called Time Magazine. Yeah, I called Time Magazine this week.